This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore talking now with St. John's Prep hockey coach Christian Hansen. And Christian, the calendar has been turned. Welcome back to MSO, and how are you doing?
Good, thanks, Rick. Yeah, certainly.
Okay.
January is a tough, cold month for us.
You know, it is. There are a couple of months in the year, I think, that are really cold in more ways than one. January is one. The other one for me is March. But March turns out pretty good usually for St. John's Prep hockey. Coach, last time we talked, you were still figuring out your coaching staff, still figuring out who goes where best. And that was very early on. And uncharacteristically, and I put that mildly in quotes, 3-3. But overall, when I look at your schedule, Coach, the teams that have beaten you are a combined, they have a combined goals for of 18 and allowed 2. So they've got 18 goals scored. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. They have a combined winning margin of 18-2, 6-0, 7-1, and 5-1. So they're 18-2. You're not playing powder puffs.
No, I mean, that's the challenge. I think when we spoke earlier, you know, there's really no opportunity to kind of slowly evaluate and figure out what you have. You're really just, you know, it's baptism by fire, and the kids are thrown right into the mix, and you know, we're learning on the fly, and we still are. This is not that unusual for us to be still kind of finding our way this time of year. If you go back over the course of my 18 years here, yes, the past 3 years we've been exceptional, you know, but a lot of years coming out of the Christmas break, we're right around 500 because we have a lot to learn about our team generally, and we're playing really difficult opponents every night, and everybody wants to beat us. So it's always a challenge, and you know, a track record has shown that we've been able to figure it out, so hopefully that's the case this year.
Christian, I'm glad you brought that up, because I know when Coach O'Leary was coaching at Salem, at St. John's Prep Football, for many years back when we were at WESX, the same thing happened with football. You've got new players coming in from different communities trying to put it together, and the prep almost universally got off to a slow start in football. But you have, of course, gotten off to exceptionally good starts recently. However, tell me about the most recent couple of games, because you were spot on against MC, and I know that the Pete Frates Classic is one of two very emotional tournaments that your school plays in.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. And, I mean, for us, that first day of the Frates tournament, we were always matched up with BC High, because it serves kind of two purposes, that game. One, it's the opener for the Frates, but two, it's a conference game for us, so it has kind of double meaning. There's a ton of emotion that goes into day one. The crowd's always big. Pete's family's present. BCI is such a long-time heated rival for us. So that first day takes a lot of emotion. And kind of you get some physical and mental fatigue when you go into day two. In recent years, Pope Francis has been a really strong team. They were previously with Springfield Cathedral. And Central's been a little bit down for a while. So Pope is kind of able to, you know, kind of ease their way into the final on day two and get ready for us. And it takes quite a bit of energy for us mentally and physically to get to day two.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and this year was no different. We won the BC High game 2-1, I think with 23 seconds left in the game. Just an emotional day. And then we came back day two. We played Pope really tough, 1-1 late in the game, and then we ended up giving up a couple goals and losing late. And, you know, it's a good learning experience for us, because I think sometimes the younger kids think, you know, you put on the prep hockey jersey and it just means you're going to win, because that's what we've done the last 3 years and for the better part of the 18 years. But it takes a lot more than that, and we're kind of finding that out right now.
Yes, it does. It certainly does. And I know that, again, those two tournaments are so important to the community and to high school hockey in general. Now, Coach, I want to, as a public school teacher, I have to think that probably the Reading game was probably one of the highlights of that hockey program. But tell me a little bit about that game, because it's an OT game, and generally they weren't counted before, but now they are.
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously Reading gets up for that game. I coached at Salem High School for 9 years. So I have a public school coaching background.
Mm-hmm.
And when we used to go play at the time, it was Dom Savio Prep, that was a big deal for us. And our kids really got up for that game. So I know that Reading, you know, they probably mark us as a big game on their calendar. And it was evident by the crowd there that they had a ton of community support. And it was really evident by their celebration after beating us that they cared deeply about the game.
I'm sure.
Not to say that we don't. It's just it's a bit of a challenge for us when every opponent you play is treating the game like it's the championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
It's difficult. And we're learning right now the hard way that if you don't bring that same level of intensity and emotion and compete, then you're not going to win. And in that Reading game, we had a 2-0 lead, and I think we thought maybe a little bit that it was going to kind of be an easy afternoon when we jumped to an early lead and took a couple penalties, and Reading started clawing their way back into the game. And, you know, I didn't do a good job of getting the guys, keeping the guys focused the entire game, and that's things that I'm working on too. But, you know, we still have a good core in that locker room, and I believe in the team, and I think we'll be just fine, but it's going to take some time.
Coach, there's so much emphasis on physical attributes of athletes, especially high school players, who some of them mature very early and they know what they're doing. But in games like these, where your team is used to playing, maybe not used to playing at such a high level at this juncture, but certainly the opponents know who you are, does it develop, I don't even know how to ask the question, but something about mental toughness with kids, is that part of coaching?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's something we're trying to build from day one. You know, we know that everybody treats our game as a special game for them. So our job as coaches is to kind of instill a mindset in our guys that you need to be ready to compete at your highest level, regardless of who the opponent is. Because we just play too many good teams, and you can't take nights off. So that's part of the process. And learning how to win is something that I talked about after the game against Reading. That's a skill. You know, you can have talent, and, you know, you can go out and play the game, and you can just rely on that talent. But there are junctures in every game where you have an opportunity to put your opponent away, or at a minimum, push back when they're pushing. And I just felt like against Reading that we didn't know how to handle the push. And, you know, it's something that it was a good learning lesson for us, because I think as we move forward, we're just kind of getting more used to teams coming at us like that, and what our response is going to be. So I think these early season tests and you know, pushes like that will make us a better team later.
What about the EMC pushback now? You bounced back very well. Tell me a little bit about that game and maybe how things are starting to shake out for your lines and your defense.
Yes, I mean, we're not used to losing, quite frankly. We had lost 3 in a row. And I say that because last year we were 22-3, and we lost 3 games the entire year, and now we've lost 3 through 6. So going into the Malden Catholic game, I think everybody had really good focus and kind of started to buy in and realize that, you know, we need to do things a certain way here to find success. And we came out in the first period and really kind of put the game away early. We had 18 shots in the first period.
Wow.
We used our speed. We moved the puck well. Mm-hmm. And played more to our level of our capabilities. So that's what we need moving forward on a consistent basis.
What are the pluses you've seen, Coach, overall through the 6 games in terms of how you evaluate your team and what you feel comfortable that they're going to be able to do? You know what I'm trying to say? Like sort of a report card on the first quarter of the season.
Well, I mean, yeah, we're trying to establish an identity. And, you know, right now, I think we're learning pretty quickly that it's not going to be the team that we were a year ago in terms of that high-end talent. Because we had so much depth a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just go down the lines and, you know, we were depth on offense, depth on defense, depth in goal. And, yeah, we have that depth right now, but it's all new kids. And I understand they've played 6 games now. That's really not a big sample size Mm-hmm. When you compare it to how many games maybe Jake Vanna played last year, Christian Rosa, Johnny Tai, those are guys that played varsity all 4 years. So when they came into their senior year, they had probably nearly 80 games under their belt between regular season and playoffs going into the year. Majority of our team has zero under their belt going into this year. So 6 games is really not enough yet for us to kind of figure it out. So it's going to take some more time, and there will be growing pains, but the goal is to get to the same level we were a year ago at some point during the year. It doesn't need to be today. There's plenty of time moving forward.
All right, what about the week coming up? Fian and then St. John Shrewsbury.
Yep, so Fian's a non-league game for us. They just played St. Mary's over the weekend, and St. Mary's beat them 3-0, which, still is a pretty tight game, and St. Mary's is a pretty strong team this year. So we know Wednesday is going to be a difficult game, and then, you don't like to look too far ahead, but Shrewsbury this year, I think they're 6-7-1 right now. They have arguably the best forward in the state in Ben Yalkin, who's committed to Bowdoin. They're going to be a really, really tough out conference game. So it's on the road in Marlboro. So we have a tough week.
Coach, I appreciate your taking the time. It's fun learning about all this stuff from year to year, game to game, week to week, and I appreciate it. I'll check in with you again. Thanks, Coach.
All right. My pleasure, Rick.
Good luck, Christian. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep hockey coach with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.